no doubt in this visual world that we've moved into the information age, and you can be bombarded with information and then have to sort through it all, or just go about your business and let everything take care of itself. I honestly believe this Red Shirt Friday, as we continue to say thank you to those men and women who've risked so much to protect our freedom. I think this Red Shirt Friday, the men and women who've been there in the United States military for the past 4 years, are going to have a great appreciation how this day develops. There are 1,050 memes a day that you can look at and say, you know, that's pretty clever. But I saw one yesterday that just really got my goat. Pun intended. I'll explain it in a moment. Lone Creek Kettle Company providing the opportunity to be a unique marketplace for individuals who want to specialize in a specific tender beef program. The Piedmontese cattle possess the myostatin gene, an inactive form of the myostatin gene, which allows for rapid muscle growth and very tender beef. We need people to be a part of the system. You take your cows, breed them to Lone Creek Cattle Company, Piedmontese bulls. Your calves qualify with the Neogen test to verify they're sired by the Piedmontese bulls and have the myostatin gene. You qualify for the program. It's a $200 coupon above market price. Details at LoneCreekCattleCo.com. This is a black and white picture. It is my grandfather. It could be your grandfather. It's a lot of people's grandfather. Those old pictures, I just learned so much by looking at the face of individuals who've been there and done that. And this, it's not really a cornfield, but it's a grandpa holding a hoe wearing bib overalls, you know, because you're just not a farmer if you don't wear bib overalls. That's not the point. The point is, the title at the top says, "Want to be green." And then it says at the bottom, shut off your air conditioning, turn off your phone, and go plant next year's dinner. You know, that just struck a chord with me because I continued to hear all of these elected officials talking about building back better. The one aspect of agriculture that is continually lost is how efficient we've truly become. It used to take 10 acres of land to produce enough food to feed one person for a year. Now it takes less than a third of an acre. At one point in time, in 1920, there were 2 billion people on the planet. 80% of them were food insecure. In 2021, there are 8 billion people on the planet, and less than 10% of them are food insecure. So when people talk about, from an agricultural standpoint or a farmer standpoint, building back better, I want to know exactly what that means. Does it mean that we as farmers are actually going to finally get paid for the products that we produce? I don't think that's what they have in mind. If that is building back better and rewarding for people who actually spend their entire livelihood producing the essentials of life for others, sign me up. But prove to me that's what you're talking about. Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.